You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, pregnant women on Medicaid would have more access to midwives and doulas under a proposal in Congress. Wisconsin Representative Gwen Moore joins the show to tell us about the plan. First, do your summer plans involve air travel? If so, we've got some bad news. This was a recent headline on Bloomberg's website. A summer from hell is coming to U.S. airports. In short, there are three big reasons for a potential problem: a lot of passengers, a lack of planes, and a possible shortage of airport screeners. Last week, United announced it's canceling more than 2,400 flights for June and July. American says it's calling off 115 per day. So what's going on and what can passengers do about it? Justin Bachman is an aviation and aerospace reporter at Bloomberg. Justin, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for inviting me.
Well, before we get into the three separate reasons, big picture sounds bad. What could this look like as we're trying to travel in airports this summer?
Well, we kind of focused on the worst case scenario, and it's not true that that necessarily will come to pass, but it is a possibility. And I think at this point, enough airlines and airports are nervous about what could happen with these three areas that it's something that's, you know, worth talking about for sure.
Let's break down now the three different factors feeding into this. First, a lot of us fly in the summer. That's no secret. And it seems like maybe more than usual this summer.
Yeah, this is going to be a record summer, according to the airlines trade group, Airlines for America. And, you know, for 10 years, that number has been rising each summer. And it's truly the case where travel has become just, you know, a critical part of, you know, Americans' lifestyles, and especially in the summer when kids are out of school. So that's, you know, that's adding a lot of stress in the summer. There's just no slack in the system. All the seats are taken. The airports are all full. And I think that's, you know, what is laying over the top of this issue about, you know, the MAX being grounded and the fact that some transportation security officers could be sent for duty at the Mexican border.
Let's talk about that MAX now, the Boeing 737 MAX. In the few news a few months ago after those tragic crashes, it looks like we're going to be without that particular aircraft as they evaluate its safety. What is the latest on that?
Right. The FAA is still looking at some proposed software changes that Boeing is making in the system so that it's not as pronounced in that software that pitched the plane down in certain situations. That all has to be worked through. And, you know, I think right now that the FAA is just beginning to look at the technical changes that Boeing is making, as well as what kind of changes will be needed in pilot training that's expected to come, you know, as part of this whole revamp for the system. So that, you know, that's kind of where it is now. But for airlines, that means they're not going to get this plane probably until the end of the summer. August is where the big three airlines that have the MAX in the U.S. have put, you know, they're planning from early to mid-August. So, and it could be later than that. So we'll have to see.
Obviously, safety is the primary concern there. But that said, with this particular model of plane off the market, how big a factor is the Boeing 737 MAX in our domestic air fleet?
Well, that, I think, is the good news in all of this. There were only 72 airplanes flying before the grounding happened in early March. So in terms of real numbers, it's not anything like you would see if this issue had affected the entire 737 fleet, which is, you know, truly the workhorse along with Airbus. So right now, it's really five dozen airplanes that we're talking about. That's manageable, but at the same time, it's a real number of people that have to be reaccommodated. And when you take that many, you know, at the busiest time of the year, that's where it can kind of snowball for a lot of the airlines.
Right. As you said, there wasn't a lot of slack to begin with going into the summer, even with those planes.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, we think about Thanksgiving and Christmas as big travel holidays, but really the average Friday in July or August is much, much busier than that. So summer is when the U.S. airport and aviation system is really running it at full throttle.
Talking to Justin Bachman, aviation and aerospace reporter at Bloomberg, about possible problems in air travel this summer because of a few different reasons. Let's get to that third one now. Justin, you touched on this a bit earlier. The Department of Homeland Security is thinking about taking resources away from the Transportation Security Administration, some of the people who work there presumably, and sending them to U.S.-Mexico border. What are we hearing about that?
Right. The DHS is looking for staffing to send to the border. The Trump administration has made a very concerted focus on what they call a border crisis of immigration. And so they're looking for as many as 400 airport screener staff to volunteer and would go down there. It's not entirely clear what they would do at the border, since the training that they get for the airport is not really the Customs and Border Protection training. It's also not clear what that would cost in terms of, you know, sending that many people down there for what would be probably a temporary assignment. So I don't think it's been decided at this point, and there are a lot of people in Congress asking a lot of critical questions about this idea. But, you know, it's one of those things that if you're running a big airline or you're a big airport, you get a little nervous about the idea that maybe some of that screening staff will not be there over the summer.
400 screeners nationwide, it doesn't sound like that big a number, but where is the TSA when it comes to, again, that idea of slack? Do they have a lot of wiggle room there?
They really don't. I mean, the TSA has never been an agency where the funding has gone to a lot of the personnel at the airport. It's done a lot of equipment. It's done a lot of things. But, you know, staffing has never been what you would call overly large. As part of this debate, there is a proposal in Congress to add more than $1 billion in funding for Customs and Border Protection because the administration wants to get more people at the border. So I think a lot of efforts are being made to pass that money, get new agents there at the border, and then maybe not have the TSA do that kind of work.
Have we heard reactions from airlines or representatives of pilots or flight attendants to this idea, again, not a done deal, of taking TSA screeners, putting them on the border?
Yes, the flight attendants have been very vocal that this is a bad idea in their view. And I think that the airlines and the airport associations have said similar, but their focus has been to press for the funding in Congress for the CBP as a way to have, you know, the TSA be kind of left alone in this debate. So I think some of the unions are critical of the administration. Others are being a little bit more circumspect and saying, let's get money for the border, and then we don't have to really fight about what the TSA is doing.
You mentioned the possible worst case scenario if all of these things are in place at once. How likely is it, though, do you think that we'll have this worst case, mass amounts of travel, short some planes, and these screeners taken off duty?
Well, it's tricky to game out what a percentage would be. I mean, of all three of those happening together, possibly not. But we know that the crowds are going to be, you know, filling the airports. The demand is there. The tickets are being sold. It's more likely or more unlikely that the airports will be jammed with long lines because of the TSA staffing problems. I think Congress is focused on that issue, and you're going to see a lot of pressure come to bear that not happen.
Do you have thoughts for people maybe making those summer travel plans now as summer kicks off?
Well, you know, the typical advice that you always hear is the really good advice of get there early and give yourself time to deal with any sort of problems that may come up, whether that's, you know, with your ticket or your boarding pass or getting through the security line or having your gate changed two or three times by the airline. It's just a case where, because there are so many people and because it's such a kind of a stress-filled time, it's better to come and approach it in a more leisurely manner, I think, than to try to rush yourself through.
We'll leave it there for now. Justin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Justin Bachman, aviation and aerospace reporter at Bloomberg. We talked to them about some possible snags in air travel this summer.